حسین یا حسین حسین یا حسین حسین یا حسین حسین یا حسین
اعوذ باللہ ان یحضرون انه هو السمیع العلیم والصلاة والسلام على أشرف الأنبياء والمرسلين حبيب إله العالمين أبي القاسم محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
وعلى آل بيته الطيبين الطاهرين المعصومين المظلومين سيما بقية الله في الأرضين روحي وأرواح العالمين له الفدا ولعنة الله على أعدائهم أجمعين اللهم لعن أول ظالم ظلم حق محمد وآل محمد وآخر تابع له على ذلك اللهم لعن الإصابة التي جاحدت الحسين وشايعت وبايعت وتابعت على قتله اللهم لعنهم جميعا رب اشرح لي صدري ويسر لي أمري واحلل عقدة من لساني يفقه قولي أما بعد فقد قال سبحانه وتعالى لداود على نبينا وآله السلام إن لله في أيام دحركم نفحات ألا فترصدوا لها درود بك محمد وآل محمد
اللهم صل على محمد وآل محمد
Inshallah, with this hope that Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, who has given us the opportunity to come together and commemorate the martyrdom anniversary of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions, inshallah he give us the tawfiq so that we could able to say whatever is in line with the message of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam and listen to the true message of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, and it should give us the tawfiq so that we could able to act upon the teachings and the doctrine of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam with the loud salawat. We just hope that inshallah our effort and our azadari that inshallah we will do in these few days will be accepted by the son of Imam Hussain, Imam Zaman Ajjal Allah Ta'ala Farajul Sharif.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
Recite another loud salawat, inshallah.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And inshallah we'll see that day when the enemies of the doctrine of Imam Hussain alayhi salam will be destroyed and the son of this great personality will come back and announce this thing that Allah ya ahlal alam, O the people of the world, I am the son of the one who was martyred thirsty in the plain of Karbala. And you will see that day inshallah soon recite aloud salawat. Today is the first day of the new year of Islamic calendar, the first of Muharram, and we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that we are blessed that our new year is started with the name of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, with the remembrance of this great sacrifice of the abd of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, of the perfect human being on this earth. I don't know how to thank Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for this blessing. I don't know, do we know that what type of great ibadah or the worship that we are doing just to gather for the sake of Imam Hussain, just to cry for the atrocities that happened on Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam and his companions and his families. It is our sunnah and our tradition that normally on the first day of Muharram, I normally try to just recite some of the hadith of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, which shows us that we have to realize that what type of great blessing that we have. Once we understand the ni'mah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this ala of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then we think about that, okay, how should we should be grateful to Allah on this great blessing and the bounty that He has given us. And we should be thankful to all those people who put effort so that right now, today, we are sitting and trying to say the name of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, trying to cry on the sacrifice of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. Specifically, I think it should be, we should be thankful to our parents, especially our mothers. You know, the Shaheed Qaid Arif Hussain Hussaini has mentioned this statement where he said that this love of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam is something that our mother has fed us while she was feeding us and nursing us. It's true. Today also you see that, okay, the mothers, they forget about their babies, they forget about everything. They just remember the son of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, Ali Akbar alayhi salatu wasalam. Our teenagers, our youngsters, try to cry over the youngsters of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu. They forget about their own troubles and hardships and difficulties. We should be thankful to our mothers who have nurtured this love in our heart, this heat in our heart that was there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, but they are the one who flourished that love in our heart. While, for example, they took us while we were babies, they took us in the majalis of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. They feed us while they were crying on Ali Asghar alayhi salatu wasalam. We should be thankful to our fathers who took us, who took our hand and took us to the processions of Imam Hussain alayhi salam, who taught us how to beat our chests with the name of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. I'm again saying that I think that we cannot understand that what type of blessing in the ni'mah it is. In one of the riwayah, which is mentioned in different books, Amali Sheikh Saduq, Amali Mufid, Amali Tusi, and Sheikh Abbas Kummi, Rizwanullah Ta'ala Alay, the name of this book, Nafasul Mahmoon, that he put, is from the riwayah that is there. And at the end of this riwayah, the interesting thing that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned himself. It is very interesting statement that I read today when I was reading this hadith, complete hadith from the book of a hadith. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam, at the end of this hadith, Imam said, ثُمَّ قَالَ أَبُو عَبْدِ اللَّهِ يَجِبُ أَن يُقْتَبَ هَذَا الْحَدِيثِ بِالذَّهَبِ. It is nice. Sometimes you know that we say like this, that when the statement is quite important, we say that try to write it down with the golden words. These are the golden words that are there. And Imam himself is saying that what I said right now, this hadith that inshallah I will say you afterwards, Imam said that you have to write down this hadith with the golden words, with zahab, with the gold, you have to write it down. Okay. What is the hadith that Imam mentioned? Imam said that Nafasul Mahmoon li dhulmina tasbihun. If you have a sorrowful sigh in our love, it is the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. You are glorifying Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It is not a simple thing. You know that when the holy month of Ramadan, we see that they have riwayat which are saying that just breathing in this month is the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Imam Masoom, which is Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, is telling us that this state that you have right now, it is a state of tasbih, that you are doing the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. Nafasul mahmoon li dhulmina tasbihun. This is just having a sigh for the sake of that atrocity that is done on Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. It's the tasbih. Wa hammuhu lana ibadah. And if you grieve over us, it is the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. These are the perfect human beings. This is the remembrance of how to perform the ubudiyah and servitude of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala in the true sense. If we want to learn that, this is the message of Karbala that is there in front of us. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam has presented the perfect man, human being that should be there. Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is the example for that. And then the last part is there, but these two parts which are directly related to what blessing that we have, that just having a grief towards Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam is the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, is the tasbih of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that is given to us. It is one of the great blessings. And it is not only us that are in this state of grief on Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, but we have riwayat which are saying that Baqat al-Hussain thamawatu al-ardeen. Not only you as a human being, but all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has cried on Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. The living beings that are there, the non-living things that are there, everything that is mentioned in the riwayat, one by one, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named, in the riwayat, awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has named them, that they have cried on Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. And this is a change that you can, awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala can understand and observe in today's, like for example, in today's world also we can understand that. It is not limited to the 61st of Hijrah. When the moon of Muharram is sighted, it is like this, that today also it is like this, that we can feel that, we can understand that, that what type of state we should be in. We have in the riwayat, Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam has mentioned about this thing. And now go to the perfect human being, which is Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam themselves. In the Zahrat-e Nahiyah, we have read this statement where from the Nahiyah Muqaddasah, it is mentioned that وَلَا أَبْقِيَنَّ عَلَيْكَ بَدَلَ الدُّمُوِ دَمَا. O Imam Hussain alayhi salam, I'm not just shedding the tears on you, but I'm crying with the blood coming from my eyes on the atrocities that happened to you. The wali of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala was killed with that type of state in the plain of Karbala. We have to understand that what type of atrocities that happened and what state should we have. Now, as I mentioned to you that on one hand we should be thankful to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we have to understand that all the creations of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala are crying on Imam Hussain alayhi salam, and the perfect human being, which are the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the a'imma alayhi salam, they are also in this state. I just read one part of the hadith of Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wa salam. Recite a salawat. Imam, again, I'm saying that just to see the state of Ahlul Bayt alayhimus salam, so that we can understand that those human beings which do not perform anything other than the ibadah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, which state they are in these days that we are living in right now, we are breathing right now. Imam Ridha alayhi salatu wasalam say, Inna yawm al Hussein aqraha jufunana. The day of Imam Hussain alayhi salam has injured our eyelashes, the eyebrows that are there, the tears that are coming from the eyes of Imam Aima alayhi salam. Imam say, Aqraha jufunana. This, when we think about that atrocity that happened, this is our state right now. Wa asbala dumu'ana. Sabil, like for example, asbala dumu, it means that the tears, okay. Imam is saying that tears are coming out from my eyes. It is not just drop by drop that the tears are coming from the eyes of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam. Imam say asbala. It is like a storm that is coming from my eyes, and it is uncontrollable that the tears are coming from my eyes. The Imam say, wa adhal azizana. I think that I cannot translate this statement, that this on the day in Karbala, what happened is that those people who are the most honorable on this earth, the enemies tried to dishonor them. Imam says, فَعَلَىٰ مِثْلِ الْحُسَيْنِ فَلْيَبْكِ الْبَاكُونَ. Or in one of the riwayat for Rayyan ibn Shabib, Imam says that, O Rayyan, إِن كُنْتَ بَاكِيًا فابقي للحسين بن علي بن أبي طالب عليه الصلاة والسلام. Or again, if you want to cry, cry on Imam Hussein عليه الصلاة والسلام. We should be thankful to Allah that He has given us this blessing and the bounty that Alhamdulillah, this love is here in our heart that we could able to cry on Imam Hussein عليه الصلاة والسلام. This is very precious blessing. I'm again saying that we have to understand the ni'mah that is there by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on us so that we could able to fulfill our responsibility towards it. This love of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wa salam that is given to us. Recite a salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
One more thing that I want to mention is this thing that, see that, just try to understand and try to dissectify this action of crying. What is this? We have riwayat which are saying that from Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam and other imma which mention Imam Hussain alayhi salam as qatilul abara. Okay, abara, the tears that comes from the eyes of a person. We have to understand and dissectify that, what does it mean? I'm not going to too much detail, but just to make you understand that what it shows in reality. In today's world also, right now, you know that there are people who are popular, who are famous to make the people laugh, okay? And it's sometimes it is easier than making the people cry. It is not easy for you to make somebody cry unless he has a close attraction and connection towards the thing that you are talking about. Otherwise it is not easy. You listen to it, you see it, but you could not feel that in your heart. That's why it is mentioned in, we can extract from the riwayat, then we want to evaluate what this crying is all about. Crying is either the effect of the affinity that you have, when you have an affinity towards something and you feel that this person is in pain, then it is shown through the tears that come from your eyes. Okay, so either the tears or the abara are the effect of some cause, or vice versa, it result in the rahmah or the affinity afterwards. Like, I'm just giving the example, like suppose that when the baby is crying to grab the attention of the mother, it is the crying, like it is not the affinity or the love that the baby has, she's just crying. He just want to attract the attention of the mother, the rahmah or the mercy of the mother, she want to grab it, okay? On the other hand, suppose that I am looking at a specific, I listen to a specific news about somebody who I loved, who is my beloved, and then I start crying or weeping over it because somebody who is very close to me who died, okay? Now here the tears that are coming from your eyes are the effect of that rahmah or the mercy that was there. In the case of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, we have riwayat, I'm just reading one part of the riwayat, where again Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam has mentioned this thing. Recite the salawat.
Allahumma salli ala Muhammad wa ali Muhammad.
And this riwayat is very interesting riwayat. There is a chapter in Kitab Kamilu Ziyarat, which is one of the most authentic books of Ibn Kulawai about the which collected the hadith regarding the ziyarah of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. One chapter of this book is chapter number 32 of this book is Thawabu Man Baqa ala al-Husayn Ali ibn Abi Talib alayhi salatu wasalam. This is the name of the chapter. And in this riwayah number 6, I am reading this part of the riwayah, but the initial part is quite interesting. People like me, maybe I'm again saying that because I don't understand the price and the value of this crying of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. There's a Ravi or narrator who came to Imam Jafar Sadiq alayhi salatu wasalam, and Imam asked him that, you are the, like for example, Imam said, Ya Misma, Anta min Ahlillah, Ama ta'ati Qabr al-Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. You live in Iraq, do you visit regularly the shrine of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam? At that time he explained to Imam that, okay Imam, you know that which situation I am living in. I live in Basra and I am surrounded by the Nasibi. He mentioned this thing in the Rewaya, that for example, like maybe it is a situation right now we have, like the Aishi people are there who are not allowing the people to visit the shrine of Imam Hussain alayhi salam. He said that, okay, I am living in a state where I am in the state of taqiyya. I cannot show myself explicitly that I love you. I visit your shrine. I cannot do that. So Imam said, okay. Next question of the Imam is this thing that, that okay, قال لي, the narrator is saying to Imam, say that أَفَمَا تَذْكُرُ مَا سُنِيَ بِهِ. Do you talk and you discuss and you do you talk about what happened to us? Do you talk about the masaib of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam or no? Okay, I know that you cannot visit openly our shrine, but what about discussing about the masaib of Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam? Just sitting at in your home, do you talk about it or no? He said, قلت نعم. قال فتزجع قلت أي والله. And Imam said that, do you wipe? Do you mourn over our masaib or no? He said, نعم والله أي والله. Definitely. I swear to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, I do that. And then he said that, واستعبر لذلك. Not only I just mourn over your crime, but I cry over your atrocities that happened about you. And then he said that, I reached a state where I could not able to eat. When I think about the atrocities that happened to you, this is my state that I cannot do live my normal life. Imam, the statement that Imam say, and inshallah, I just request to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, we pray to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, back to Ahlul Bayt alayhi salam, that inshallah for us also Imam say like this, Imam say, قَالَ رَحِمَ اللَّهُ دَمْعَتَكَ. The mercy of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, the rahmah of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala on your tears that are coming out from your eyes on our, the dhulm that is going on us. At the end of this riwayah, I was want to say that Imam say like this, وَمَا بَكَى أَحَدٌ رَحْمَةً لَنَا وَلِمَا لَقِينَا إِلَّا رَحِمَهُ اللَّهُ. Imam say like this, that recite a salawat. Nobody cry on us while he has an affinity and love towards us, the rahmah and the mercy towards us. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has also blessed his rahmah and the mercy on him. Showered his bless and mercy on him. Okay, so you can see that this, as I mentioned to you, that the crying is the effect of the rahmah that is in the heart of the lover. And the impact of this crying is the mercy from the beloved on the lover. Okay, this is the relationship that is there. Now, I'm again saying that this is the state that we are in. This is the blessing that is given to us by Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. The riwayah that I recited in the beginning, which is the hadith of Qudsi, where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala is saying that, Ana inna lillahi fi ayyami dahrikum nafahatin. That all the people, for Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, in the days that you are living in, there are divine breeze that are going on. Nafahat is going on. Opportunities are there for you. Ala fatarassadu. So come, wait for it, grab it, catch it, get maximum from it. These 10 days of Muharram, the starting of the year, with the name of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, is one of these great nafahat of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for us. Get maximum from it. Don't miss that opportunity. Maybe a person like me has missed these opportunities for 42 or 43 years till now. But not this year. This year we have to, from the first day, we have to decide and we have to pledge to Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam that we are here and we want to become your true follower. We want to become your true companion. We want to convert ourselves. We want to revert ourselves like Hur and Zuhair. We want to become like this. And I'm again saying that the door is open. They are rahmatullahi al-wasi'ah. The problem is from our side. It is from the receiver end. It is not from their end. Our responsibility is to just leave ourselves, just disconnect ourselves from the chains that we had, and then other things that will be done by them. It is not our responsibility. The attraction is there. The attractive force is there. we have to come in that area where this attraction is there. And that's coming to the majalis of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam is, alhamdulillah, this type of thing that this is a blessing that we are doing, alhamdulillah. Recite the salawat. I passed my time, but just few points that on one hand we have to this side of the picture where the emotional attachment that we have towards Imam Hussain alayhi salam should be there, and it is one of the necessary thing that should be there, okay? But on the other hand, we have to understand that there are important messages from Karbala that we have to learn. There are important lessons that we have to learn from Karbala. I'm just pointing out few of them which are quite important, and we have to understand that. The first point that we can learn, the lesson that we can learn from Karbala, and in these 10 days, we have to revive these things while we are trying to weep over the atrocities that happened on Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam and his family and his companions. The first thing is this thing, that nothing is more valuable than Islam and Quran and Tawheed. Who is more valuable, who is more precious than Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam? When he sacrificed himself, when he sacrificed his family, when he sacrificed everything that he had for to defend Islam and Tawheed of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, then who we are? We have to be ready for that. That we have to try to sacrifice ourselves, our generations, whatever we have, whatever blessing we have in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala for the sake of the name of Allah, fi sabilillah. We have to do that. Number two, there is no defeat in the path of Allah. It's a win-win situation. Okay, maybe apparently the enemy is thinking that, okay, we have destroyed you, we have killed you, we have destroyed everything. There will be nobody who will call you, who will remember you. But the tragedy of Karbala has shown to us, just think about it, that the time when there was no like cell phone, there was no Wi-Fi, there was no communication things that were there. In a far away from the mainstream Islamic countries like Makkah and Medina, in a desert, a few people come together, maybe 70 to 100 people come together. They were completely martyred and destroyed and vanished from the face of the earth. Okay? The enemy was thinking that they have destroyed the name of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. But who is the winner today? Who you will call the winner? Who is the loser today? If you are working in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no destruction, there is no defeat. Kullu shayin halikun illa wajha. Everything can be destroyed other than the name of Allah. And the thing, the sibghatullah, is the one which will remain. Okay, so if we connect ourselves to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala and the awliya of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, we are successful. Otherwise, maybe apparently we have too many things, but in the reality, there is no success in that. But in the path of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, there is no defeat. The third message is that we have to immerse ourselves in the love of Allah. Just do the things, do your actions for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And just, and there is a statement, or maybe you can say the ash'ar that is in some of the narrated historical book, it is mentioned that Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam has read these ash'ar while he was, before his shahada, he recited these ash'ar. The ash'ar are quite a very important lesson that Imam alayhi salatu wasalam is teaching us. Imam said like this, تَرَكْتُ الْخَلْقَ طُرًّا فِي حَوَاكَ. Imam is talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that تَرَكْتُ الْخَلْقَ, I have left behind all the creations, طُرًّا فِي حَوَاكَ. He's talking to Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, that's completely just for your sake. I have completely rejected the world I have completely disconnected from myself, from all the creations, for your love. And he said that وَيْتَمْتُ الْعَيَالَ لِكَيْ يَرَاقَ. And my kids, my family, they become orphans so that I can see you. I can be in your presence. This statement, the simple statement, I'm again saying that, it shows you the true message of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. And then Imam said, فَلَوْ قَطَعَتْنِي فِي الْحُبِّ إِرْبًا. If they cut me in the pieces in your path, لَمْحَنَّ الْفُوَادَ إِلَى سِوَاكَ. The voice that comes from my heart is still nothing else but you. I will not call you anybody other than you. You are the one whom I am calling. This is another message of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam and Karbala, that we have to remember Allah. We have to do our work just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And the last message, and again saying that the messages are like, we can learn millions and millions of messages from the plain of Karbala, but one other thing is that in the path of Allah, it is the quality that matter, not the quantity. That Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala said that I'm talking about ahsanu amala, not aktharu amala. That I'm talking about that how you are performing this action, why you are performing this action. These are what are the intentions with which you are performing this action. It's not about the quantity. Like you can see in the plain of Karbala, the in the army of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, the weakest of the person, who is Hazrat Ali Asghar Abdullah ibn Radi, was turned out to be the strongest ammunition in the hand of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. So it's not about like apparent form that is there. It is more about the ikhlas with which you are performing the action. Despite the fact they are the small action, but if you are doing just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, this seed will be converted into shajarai tayyiba. That it can be, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala will convert it. The important thing is that we should do it just for the sake of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. We ask Allah on this day of first of Muharram that inshallah He should give us a tawfiq so that we can able to remember the sacrifice of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, his companions, learn lessons from this sacrifice, and inshallah act upon the teachings of this sacrifice, inshallah ta'ala. Recite loud salawat. I was requested to recite these majalis in English. I don't know how much I would be successful in it, but for the Masaib, I am not sure. Unless it is coming up, I can speak. Inshallah, I will do it in English. Otherwise, maybe at some stage, I will do it in Urdu, inshallah ta'ala. Last night, I was thinking that it's first of Muharram. There are different traditions that, and normally they try to connect to the ambassador of Imam Hussain, the Safir Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam, Muslim ibn Aqil, to start this journey towards Karbala, remember his sacrifice. Definitely it is good to remember Muslim ibn Aqil alayhi salatu wasalam and his sacrifice. But I was thinking that person like me, whose heart is dark with sin that he had performed throughout that year, my eyes are not capable to cry on Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. My tongue is not with which I can call Ya Hussain. My heart is not pure enough that I can beat my chest with Ya Hussain. Whom should I do the shafa'ah towards? Whose help should I call on this day? I thought that why not? We should start with the remembrance of the mother of Imam Hussain alayhi salatu wasalam. in the du'as, in the supplication, we say that Fakiruka bibabik. Oh Allah, your beggar is there on your door. Bibabik in Arabic, it does not mean that you are just knocking the door one time and go back. No. Ba will mean that ilsaq, that you are attached to the door. You have holding the door and is saying that, okay, I will not leave. Oh Sayyidah Salamullah Alayha. There are certain beggars that are there. Remember the son of the sacrifice of your son Hussein. I know. I know that I do not have the right to call this. But I'm asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through you or your shafa. Ya wajihatan inda Allah. Ishfa'alana inda Allah. O Fatima to Zahra salamu alayha. Give us the permission so that we could able to cry on your son. In the revised expression that we said, ثُبَّتْ عَلَيَّ مَسَائِبٌ لَوْ أَنَّهَا ثُبَّتْ عَلَى الْأَيَّامِ لَيَا أُبَامَا. The atrocities and calamities that be fallen upon me after you, if they have fallen on the brightened day, these days has been converted into rocket nights. مجھے نہیں معلوم میری بیوی میں کیا مصائب ٹوٹے, لیکن ہمارے پاس روایت میں یہ جملہ آتا ہے, جب میرے مولا نے رات کی تاریکی میں اپنی مشکل کشا کو قبر میں اتار دیا, ایک بار رسول کی جانب رک کیا, کہا انا للہ وانا الیہ راجعون, لقد استوجعت المدیا, ارے علی سے علی کی امانت چھین لی گئی, واخذت الرہینا, علی کے پاس جو امانت تھی اسے لے لیا گیا, ارے اب علی کیا کرے, اب علی کی راتیں کیسے گزرے گی, علی کے دن گزرے کیسے گزرے گے. میرا مولا کہتا ہے فوزنی فسرور, ارے علی کا عذرہ ہمیشہ ہمیشہ کے لیے ہو گیا, ولیلی فمسان, اب علی راتوں کو سو نہیں سکے گا, ارے علی کی مشکل کشا علی سے چھین لی گئی. لیکن ایک جملہ میرا مولا کہتا ہے, یا رسول اللہ ستنبی بندو کا, آپ کی بیٹی آپ کو بتائے گی کہ یہ امت کیسے فاطمہ کے خلاف کھڑی ہوئی تھی. ارے آپ کو گزرے ہوئے چند دن نہ گزرے تھے. انا للہ وانا الیہ